views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief when you get answers from your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m., live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I have a very wonderful guest on the show today, and I'm so happy to have Leroy Maloof on today. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Leroy. And Leroy is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar to enable clients to get neutral. And that's what we're talking about today. Leroy, are you there?
I'm here and happy to be here. Thank you.
I am happy to have you here, too. I have been noticing that there's a lot of people out there really feeling the impact of what's happened in the United States there in Florida. And I thought, wow, what a perfect guest to have on the show. And we want to talk about neutrality today, and I'm just going to give you the floor here.
Okay, well, we have spoken about neutral before, and it's one of the most powerful places we can be because we're in a place of presence and no reaction and observing and really in a place of harmony. And in order to get there, though, you have to, because everything that bothers us, every single thing, no matter how small or how large, our energy goes weak to. So what we have to go neutral to is, in order to get to neutral, we have to go to our worst scenario. What's the worst thing that bothers us? Otherwise, there'll be something still bother us and we will react. And we have to go neutral to our best scenario because we set up expectations. And when they're not met, we react. And one of the things I've noticed is that oftentimes, there are a number of worse scenarios. For example, if a person is breaking up in a relationship and you say, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? Well, the person will say something like, well, I'd be all alone. And I say, well, what's worse than that? Well, lonely and upset. And what's worse than that? Well, I'd get bitter. And so something like becoming a bitter old crone is like a worse scenario. But then I had a client who also said, well, no, what's worse for me is I'd be so alone and upset that I'd make myself sick and I couldn't function. So, you know, not being able to live a life, if you will, was a worse scenario. And I said, well, what's worse than that? Well, not only not able to live a life, but in constant pain and upset and reaction. And then we talked about, well, what's worse than that? Well, you die. I said, well, yeah. And what's worse than that? Well, you find out that it's all been a big farce. There's just extinction. So oftentimes there's more than one worst scenario, and you have to get the person neutral to all of them in order for them to get into a place of acceptance, if you will.
And when we're talking neutrality, we are not talking indifference.
No, in fact, some misunderstandings of what neutral means is, you know, don't care, indifferent, not committed, that kind of thing. One of the ways I thought about it when I first heard about it, and kind of my misunderstanding, was, oh, that means I've got to go sit on a mountain for 17 years and get detached from everything. Well, real neutral means you are attached and neutral at the same time as well. And then that helps you get detached, if you will. I was thinking of my wife. You know, we've been married a long time. We just had our anniversary.
How many years?
63 years, a couple of days ago.
I love it.
And I said, well, you know, I'm definitely attached. You know, I support her. I love her. And that's another good example, which is I want to be neutral to absolutely everything she says, thinks, or does, and neutral to everything she doesn't say, think, or do. Because if I'm not neutral, and I know nobody on the show has experienced this, you know, if she does something bothers me, and I react, of course, then she reacts, and then I react, and then she reacts, and then I react. And I'm saying, well, you know, she shouldn't have said that, or I was right anyway, or whatever. I realize, well, yes, you can be attached and still be very neutral. And that makes it even better for the relationship.
Yes, because you know what it's like when you get into that back and forth reacting mode. It's not the most pleasant place to be.
Well, and your energy is going weak to it, both of you, and it's certainly not helping the relationship.
Yeah, and a lot of people, what people do is they feel the emotion and it hits them so hard that it's sometimes accumulations of all the times and, you know, that they've experienced a similar feeling. And when that fear or that anger or that sadness comes up, sometimes it's multiplied. You know, that's why sometimes people will say, why did that person react, you know, like that? Like all I said was, you know, and then bang, all of a sudden there's all these emotions that come from all the times a person felt that similar emotion, and it can hit really hard and fast. And so, you know, you and I are going to talk about, how to get neutral on the show today and why it's, how it can benefit you. So we do have a caller already. Do you want to take a call now or do you want to first wait till after the first break here, Leroy?
Well, why don't we start with the call?
Okay. All right. So we'll take Petra from Germany. Are you there, Petra?
Yes.
Hi. Okay. How can we help you?
Take that pain away from me.
Okay, you have a toothache? More than that.
Toothache, earache, throat ache, whatever you want, all on the left side of the head.
Okay,
but very, very intense. Upper left jaw and down jaw.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what we're going to do is I just want to get a baseline for how bad it is now, 0 to 10. And because we have to take a break right away, and then if you hang on the phone, Leroy and I'll work on it on the break, and then we'll come back to you and see what you're feeling after the break. But first, I would just like you give me a number, 0 to 10, 10 being like it's the worst.
10.
10, okay. All right, so Leroy, we have about a minute here. Do you have anything that's coming to you right quick?
How long have you been experiencing this?
I think it is a week now, but just every day it is getting more intense. And today I'm taking cold water to bear with the pain, especially in the upper jaw. But also teeth are aching, what are not there anymore, or what not having, the tooth is not having any problem, but it is aching.
Okay. So we need to take a break now. Leroy and I'll work on this during the break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Malouf. When we return, we're going to come back to Petra. And if anyone else would like to call in to have some energetic shifts, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people and living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your soul purpose advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Stephan is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Malouf. Leroy, just share your contact information. I forgot to mention the name of your company.
The company's name is Energetic Wellbeing, and the website is energeticwellbeing.com, all one word. My phone number is 508-375-6452.
Awesome. So we have Petra here, and Petra, I'm just going to let people know who may not have been listening earlier, that she has a very, very bad tooth pain. She said it's about a 10, 10 being like really, really the worst. And what are you picking up, Leroy?
Well, it was all on the left side. And as in all symptoms, they have intelligence and they're trying to tell us something. And oftentimes something on the left has to do with being left alone or left with the responsibility, left being upset. I'm wondering, do you resonate with any of that, Petra?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you.
Yes, yes, it resonates with me.
Yes. Okay, so let's use this as an example for neutral. Petra, what's the worst thing that can happen if you're left alone with the responsibility and in pain? What's worse than that?
This pain, I think it is worse than being dead.
Okay, so it feels worse than being dead. And what's worse than that? You stay alive, but the pain keeps getting worse and worse. So let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of upset, reaction, interaction, responsibility. What we're going to do is just focus on your midline. And as we're doing that, we're going to like hit the delete key on your brain's computer. And so we want to delete all that has been bothering you about it, you know, in any way related to what we're talking about. And then we want to reprogram to the true self that you, to the highest form that you think of you, to the unconditional love that you. And I just want to ask you, is the pain still a 10?
Yes.
Okay. And so what's worse then? That you would be alone forever? What's worse for you than being stuck in this pain and in no relationship?
I don't see anything worse.
Okay, so worse. Well, see, we have to think of what really is underneath that is worse. It feels like this is also bringing up some anger for you. Is that correct?
Can be.
Yeah, see, anger is like this perfect gift that gives and gives. In other words, your energy goes weak when you're in pain. It also goes weak when anger comes up. So can you focus in your heart for a moment now? Can you think of a time when you have experienced unconditional love?
Yes.
Can you focus then on in that place in your heart at the time when you experienced that?
Yes.
And so it feels like you're angry at someone. And also it feels like you're angry at yourself. Is that right?
Possibly.
Yes. So I'm not you, obviously, but on your behalf, I'm going to ask you to forgive yourself for anything and everything you've been angry at yourself about. And let's check and see, can you forgive yourself? I get that that's a no. And are you willing to forgive yourself? I get that that's a no as well. And are you willing to forgive yourself? I get that that's a yes. So now...
I did not understand the last thing, what you said.
I said, are you willing to be willing to forgive yourself? And I got that that's a yes. So I'm going to ask you to breathe in and feel this unconditional love spread throughout your body, top to bottom, into every cell. I'm going to ask you to forgive yourself with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back. Really nothing needs to change other than coming back to this place in your heart. And what are you noticing now?
I cannot think anymore. The pain is so much intense.
Okay, is it still a 10? I get that it's come down. When I check your energy, I get that it's come down to about a 7. Is that
That's
right?
That's exactly what I got, Leroy. So let's strengthen that, the perception around that.
Also, Petra, we need to strengthen you so you don't have to learn from being in struggle and pain anymore.
I don't know what to do.
Really, all you need to do is go back to this place in your heart of unconditional love. See, I feel better energy spreading through your body down to your legs and your feet.
Mm-hmm. Pedro, can you tell us what you're thinking about when you think about a time when you were had unconditional love?
I was thinking about my former husband.
Yeah, oftentimes. Was he your first love?
What?
Was he the first love that you ever had? The first strong unconditional love?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Now it's coming down. Now the pain is coming down. Okay. But I don't know, it is coming in waves. Sometimes it's very terrible. Then for a few minutes, I may not feel much pain. Then again, it's coming big. When I'm hoping it's becoming better, it's becoming worse again. I don't know.
Feels like it's down to about a 5 now. Is that right?
No, it's better. But I don't know how long it will last like this.
Okay. Okay, so, go ahead, Leroy.
So we're going to take all the sensations that you have along with the pain and the anger. You see, the difficulty with sensations and this kind of pain you have, it is basically locked inside, and we struggle with it and then think we have to struggle with life. So I'm just going to count and see how many sensations you've been experiencing. Feels like about 2,000. And the difficulty with the sensations is that they basically create negative emotions and interact in a way that affects us. There's about 100, 200, 300, 400 negative emotions. And then those two interact with expectations not being met. It feels like there's about 3,000 or 4,000 expectations not being met. So these three things create negative anticipation, just like you've been expressing, oh, the pain's going to come back. And so we feel so much of that negative anticipation that we kind of go into a downward spiral, and the tension stays up, and we want to just give up. Do you resonate with what I'm saying?
Yes, but I even don't know how to give up.
Okay. I love it. Okay. No need to give up.
So we're going to take all that dynamic, every single one of these sensations, every single negative emotion, every way it's affected. And again, we're going to delete it off your brain's computer. And then again, we're going to reprogram to that unconditional love that is you. And it will always be you. And what are you noticing now?
No, the pain is bearable.
Okay, just relax a minute and take a couple of deep breaths. See, again, I'm going to strengthen again. There's no need for you to have to learn from pain anymore. And also, it feels like you're suffering, and you suffer when you suffer. And we're going to strengthen so you no longer need to suffer
from
anybody, anything, anytime, any place. And you don't owe anybody anything. and nobody owes you?
It is coming back now.
Well, we need to get you neutral to the pain always coming back and being so excruciating that you feel like you'd rather die. So let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And neutral to never having to learn from intense pain in any way, shape, or form ever again. And what are you noticing now? See, I'm sensing that there's...
Maybe an 8 or so, I don't know.
Yeah. Notice your body, though. I seem to be noticing that there's a bit of relaxation starting to take place. Is that right?
Yes.
Petra, we need to take another break. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to hang on to the phone, and we have another caller after that we will get to. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof on with me today. We'll be right back after this short break.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. A rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream I've got to make come true. There's just one round I've got to win. I can't be a loser with you. Baby, baby, just once in.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Stephan is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And check out our new website. It's awesome. The Truth is Funny. And I also have my dragon energy correcting cards and paintings on Tales from the Vector. The paintings aren't available yet, but they will be soon. I want to get back to Petra now. And Leroy Maloof and I have been talking about neutrality, the importance of neutrality. And this is Petra's on the phone from Germany. And this is a really good example of the benefit of when you can get neutral. You can let go of emotional pain, physical pain, mental pain, psychological pain. So, Petra, I just want to know, where are you at now?
Now, for the time being, it's very good. almost zero. Maybe a one. If I observe well, it is maybe a one now.
Good.
But, the moment I'm already afraid to say it, you know, the moment I start saying it, it's good now, that now is already it starts again. It's unbearable, but maybe now it's a three.
This is that negative anticipation we were talking about. Let's just clear that again. Again, remember, we're going to make you strong for no longer having to be in pain. It almost feels like that in order to cover up emotional pain, you choose the physical pain, and let's get you strong for not doing that anymore either. Does that make any sense?
That might be true. That might be true. That with this too, because I'm afraid of that emotions. I prefer the physical pain, but it's also not so good.
Okay. Well, what's the best scenario of not having any pain, physical or emotional?
Yeah, of course.
What is it for you? What would you be experiencing if you didn't have either physical or emotional pain?
Then I would be very calm and relaxed, having peace of mind, being active, because I have so many things to do. And maybe a week now, I'm not doing anything because I'm always busy with fighting that pain.
Okay, so first of all, I want to help you get strong to accepting that you have physical pain. See, we need to just accept the circumstances in our life, because if we don't accept them, we keep fighting them and we give them energy. And let's also get you strong for accepting that you have emotional pain. Welcome to the human race.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get you also strong for accepting you haven't been able to do the things you want to do for a week. And then we'll get you strong for being able to do everything you want to do and be in that place of love in your heart, no matter what. And where's the pain now?
That feeling is very nice. That is somewhat relaxing, yeah?
Good.
Taking out the tension.
Good.
And now I'm not having pain.
That's where we want to be. We wish you the very best.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good work, Leroy.
Good for you and us both.
I love working with you. We have another caller on the line. Would you like to take another call now? Because he's been waiting quite a while.
Sure.
Okay. Raul, are you there from Seattle?
Oh, hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm okay. It's Wednesday pain day, I guess.
Okay.
what are you experiencing?
I'm having this on and off right hip sharp pain related to my low back, but it's so annoying, so electrifyingly painful, and I decided to call in and I guess we're all in pain.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you?
When I'm sitting down, there's no pain. But if I walk a little bit, if I move, it's pretty much 7 or 8.
Okay. So, and Leroy, what are you picking up?
Well, first of all, how long have you had this, Ralph?
This amount of pain is about 2 weeks, but before it's been kind of happening a little bit for 6 months, a year.
The first thing I'm picking up, Raul, is something about flexibility. Is there, for the past year, is there something that you haven't been willing to be flexible about?
I actually been trying to be flexible. I don't know. No.
You know when you use the word trying? That's an indication. So we just strengthen you to doing.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
I'm getting that it's feeling like it's a long stretch. So we're just strengthening you to, like, long stretches. Leroy, what else are you getting here?
It also feels like there's something that's feeling too big a burden to you. Does that make any sense?
Yes, of course.
What is that? Can you tell us?
I can be my house or my family, my mom and my sister.
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand.
I'm sorry, it could be two things, either my home and or my mother and my sister.
Okay, it feels like your energy is weak to both of them. And what is the burden you're feeling about your home?
It's just a process that I'm almost done remodeling it.
Oh, so you've been having to put a lot of work into it.
Yes, I'm almost done with it.
And what's bothering you about all this work you've been putting into it?
It's not in my deepest heart desire.
Uh-huh. Excuse me.
You have a bit of a weakness there to ending things, like abrupt endings. And so it's coming that you like to stretch things out a little. And so another weakness I'm picking up here is the thought of if you end this thing, then you have to start something else. And you're not really strong to starting another renovating project. How long have you been renovating for?
Oh, forever, since I bought the house. It's been nonstop.
And how many years is
12
that?
12 years. 12.
12, okay.
Yeah.
Leroy?
Also, you know, to start something. I mean, to start something, I put off things, and to finish things, I also put off things.
Okay.
What is the burden you're feeling about your mother and your sister?
I feel like that nothing that they're doing makes any sense. I'm going to have to carry them forever. I think I won't be able to live my life because their decision making is always poor.
Raul, we have to take a short break here. I'm going to just ask you to hold on for a bit, and Leroy and I will come back to you right after this break. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have the wonderful Leroy Maloof with me today. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
30 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof with me today from Energetic Wellbeing Process. And we have Raul on the phone who called in earlier and pain in his hip. So, Raul, I just want to ask you, on a scale of 0 to 10, where's your pain at now?
When I move, it's about, I think, the same. A little bit less, I'll say 5.
Okay, cool. 3 to 5. Yeah, I was getting 3. So it's just perception. I just want to explain that when people are shifting energy really quickly, it takes a few seconds for the perception that the feeling has changed to catch up with them. So, Leroy, you wanted to ask Raul a question.
Raul, how is it that you're taking care of your mother and your sister?
I am not doing anything for them right now, but it seems like in the past, my sister had some issues and she had to be in my house. My mom's marriage and all that kind of stuff. I know in the future I'm going to have to take care of her. Is it one of those things that you just know that I know? So it's like, come on. Yeah. So
you know what your energy reminds me of right now? Have you ever seen that movie, The Runaway Bride? Like, I can see you running down the road with the wedding dress on, you know, that kind of energy, like, get me out of here.
I totally agree with
that. It's coming up like being married, you know, to this problem, right? And this was what Petra was going through, too. So we don't want to be married to our problems. Mm-hmm. So, and family. So, Leroy, what else are you picking up here?
So, let's see. Let's get you neutral. What's the worst thing that can happen if you end up having to take full responsibility for renovating houses for your mother and your sister?
Oh, no, lack of freedom, total freedom. No girlfriend, no life, no sports, no nothing.
And what's worse than that?
No companion, no fun, no friends.
No fun, total depression, it feels like.
No sex either, because you have people at home and you have no privacy.
So no nothing ever again. So let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of you just having responsibility but no life forever. So we're going to just get your energy strong to be neutral to that. And what's the best scenario in relation to your house and your mother and sister?
We actually create a community. We can dialogue better. We can help each other and be independent at the same time. And they can live in their purpose and I can live my own. And yes, basically.
See, your energy, you're not neutral to that either. And when we're not neutral to our best scenario, it also sets us up to react. So let's get you neutral to those really great expectations, neutral to always happening, never happening, and get you really strong for exactly what you want to happen to happen.
Go ahead. Right. I just was picking up this back and forth in his hip. It's kind of like a pulling. It's like when he thinks about taking a step forward, something physically is actually pulling. So I'm going to work on that. You go ahead.
Can you move around now and tell us how much pain there is in your hip again?
I can. Oh, this is incredible. I can move. I can still feel a little bit of a pain, but I can move a lot better.
Good.
Oh my goodness.
You know, there's something funny about people that renovate houses and that finally gets done and then they want to move.
Oh, I believe that. Yes.
I've been there, done that myself. You know, a lot of people will have a home for a long time and there's all these things that they want to get around to. And then when they're ready to sell, that's when they really do the work on the house. And so we want to strengthen you to be in this place where you're already in your future, already in this position where your mom and your sister and you have purposeful communication and community. And so we just strengthen all of that. Leroy, any last words to Raul? Because we're running out of time here.
Okay, well, Raul, I just suggest that you write down what you said was the best scenario. And when you look at that, you just switch over to gratitude and say, wow, okay. I'm so grateful that I'm living my life with freedom. They're living theirs with freedom. No matter what's going on, start shifting to gratefulness and act like it has already taken place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay. And we wish you the very best.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you for calling in, Raul.
Thank you so much. I appreciate both of you.
Okay. Have a fabulous day.
Beautiful.
So, Leroy, I just wanted to talk about you for a minute here, because I think you pretty much, with the callers, I love this about the radio show, is the callers who call in, whatever the subject is, they always demonstrate it so beautifully. That's because we're all connected, right?
Yes, yes.
So I haven't had a chance to talk to you much lately, and I want to know, what have you been up to? Tell everybody.
Well, one thing is that I'm just about finished with putting the positive power of being neutral on a site called Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y, as an online course. So people can go online and learn how to be neutral taking this course. And I should be ready in about a month. And it will be announced on my website, which is, again, ewbp.com. Other thing I've been doing is I'm completing my second book. That I've been shifting my focus to help people be more in touch with who they really are, be living in this place of unconditional love. And this book kind of includes that and some examples of how we make this kind of shift. So they've been exciting things happening.
Yeah. And you also already have a book out. Tell us the name of your book.
It's called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. And it is both an autobiography and it's a teaching book.
Yes. I have read your book. I love it.
Thank you.
And I admire people who write so many books. I want to mention this. I just wrote a short story for a book called Life Sparks that will be out in August. And I'll talk a little bit more about that probably next week or so. It's a book of 20 different you know, people who are in the alternative healing industry or that have really inspiring stories to share as to how they ended up doing the work that they do. So that should be out for me in August. I'll have more information up about that right away. And
That's great. That's
Yeah. And I've been, you know, like, as I said, I started painting that dragon deck, that dragon oracle 9 years ago. And I'm so happy to say that talesfromthevector.com is up and running now. And the dragons are all excited. And it's just a lot of fun. So, you know, we have been busy And why are you so determined? I mean, like, you've been at this for a while and you keep on going and going and going. Tell us what's driving you.
Well, I always say it took me way too long to get to the point of being stronger and stronger to my life every day. And I want to help people do that sooner. And that's why I write the books. It's why I teach. It's why I do sessions with people, because people don't really realize that when we've gone from being 5 year olds to being adults, that we've gone from having wellness on automatic to having weakness on automatic. And so that's why I want to help people get to strength being on automatic, being stronger and more fit as in all ways as we get older.
And Leroy, how do you mind sharing your age with us?
I'm 84.
Yes, 84 years young. When are we going back to Egypt?
Oh. Yes, we taught in Egypt. It's been 4 years since we taught.
Wow, it was so funny in Egypt with you. I had so much fun with you. And I like to share the story of how in the morning you flew in. It was 12 midnight when you came in, and I told the tour guide, well, we won't go to the pyramid until around noon because he might be tired and want to sleep in. And I got a phone call from you at 8:30. I've answered all my emails and I've gone for my swim. Why are we not at the pyramid? I love you, Leroy, and I love your enthusiasm for life, and thank you for all the work that you do. You're very, very much appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you. And I thank you for having on your show. I love being on the show with you. And I love that we can work together to help the people who call in.
I do, too. And thank you, Brian, for your wonderful music choices.
Oh, thank you. Anytime.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can go back and listen to this in the archives. You can get that at my website, www.thetruthisfunny.com, and also at transformationtalkradio.com. And these energetic shifts are available as you listen later. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.